Man, y'all need to stop complaining about the way James Harden scores. Scoring is scoring. People are complaining about, oh, he takes 20, 25 free throws a game. The refs giving him every call. He's flopping. He's doing this. He's doing that. When we play basketball, what we get taught as kids, we get taught to draw fouls and get to the free throw line, get easy buckets, uncontested buckets. What's the most uncontested shot in the game? A free throw. We guys are complaining about the way James Harden plays, and I get it. I understand it's not appealing to the eye a lot of times, but that's part of scoring. And it is a skill set, whether you want to believe it or not. It is a skill to get to the free throw line. And James Harden is the most skilled player at doing that. His ability to get to the free throw line is unmatched since who? Since Karl Malone? Karl Malone got to the free throw line more than anybody. No one complained about that. No one complained that a huge chunk of Karl Malone's 36,000 plus points came from the free throw line. No one complained about that. But everyone's complaining about James Harden getting to the free throw line, manipulating the refs and this and that. A lot of those times, players get their hands caught in the cookie jar. You play defense with your feet. Keep moving. Stop reaching. Stop reaching all the time. They reach. He goes up. There's contact. And he's going to the line, period. Now, there's other instances where he's completely flopping. A lot of the times, it comes from that step back three-pointer. He's getting a lot of four-point plays because he's just flailing his arms into the defender and then just falls. Now, that's BS. That's BS, and I don't subscribe to that at all. I think that's trash, and I think the refs need to stop awarding him for initiating all that contact and then flopping. I thought players were supposed to get fined for stuff like that. But as far as the other stuff go, it's a skill. It's a skill to get to the free throw line, to draw contact, to draw fouls, and put the defense on their heels, get them in foul trouble, get their best players, their best defenders out of there. It's a skill. It doesn't have to be a skill that you like, but it's a skill. And James Harden is the best at it. He's the best we've seen do it in a very long time. This is the Brian Isley Podcast being brought to you by BrianIsleyLive.com. I just had to start off with that because I've seen my timeline just flooded with complaints of James Harden. His game is not something I love to see. There's times where he's so hot and he's dancing and he's doing the step back and crossing people over and making them fall and all that. And that looks cool. But, you know, 25 free throws have never been sexy. That's never been hot. So I get it. I understand it. But please understand my point of view on this. It's a skill. Coaches would love to have a player that could get 25 free throw attempts. They would absolutely love it. And if you were a teammate of Harden's, you would love that too. The only people that don't like it are fans who want to see an up and down style of game. And James Harden defenders. Those are people who don't like it. But I can appreciate that skill. He has a skill. On to other things. I'm gonna implement a new segment into the podcast called Book of the Day, Book of the Week, whatever, depending on how frequently I do the podcast. I was thinking Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. But now I'm thinking I might just do it every Friday. I don't know. I can do whatever I want. And that's one of those good problems. So it may be Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It may be every Friday. Whatever. You'll find out. But I want to implement a book of the day / week. And I think that'll be a great segment. And it will encourage people to actually start picking up books again. I hope. You know, no one could be listening to this. So who would it encourage if no one was listening to it? But yeah, book of the week. I'm going to start doing that. And it's only right that the first book of the week that I talk about on the Brian Isley podcast, none other than Sail City, written by a good friend of mine, Saquon Gillette. As you guys know, Saquon and I have been friends for a very long time. We've done a lot of business together. We've promoted parties together. We've started comic strips together. We've started podcasts and the internet radio shows together. I've written a ton of articles for his Boombox Life site. We started Boombox Life Radio. It was at one point, it was the highest rated show on the Wildfire Radio Network. And we've done a lot of great things together. And he's just a great friend who just wrote a fantastic literary body of work called Sail City. I wrote a blog about it yesterday and posted it. You can check that out on BrianIsleyLive.com in the Isley the Scribe blog section. And get some good reviews on that, because, you know, I'm not a slouch in writing my damn self. I could write a piece or two. But this book is fantastic, and I'm not being biased. Saquon and I have a friendship to the point where if something he does isn't good, I can tell him and there's no hard feelings. And he could do the same for me. We can be honest with each other. So there's no bias here. There's no favoritism or anything like that. This book is fantastic. It's gripping. It's engaging. You can learn by reading this book. There's a lot of things that I've learned about Salem. And I moved there when I was 3. I left when I was 26. And I got more knowledge about the city of Salem reading this book over a week and a half span than I got in the 23 years that I lived there and the 12 years I was in that public school system. So the guy is a genius, man. I've told him this before. I tried not to tell him too much because he's also an egomaniac, and that'll go straight to his head. But this is a fantastic book. You can grab Sail City by Saquon Gillette on Amazon. You can order it on Amazon. You can order it. Matter of fact, forget that. You can order it at GilletteWrites.com. That's his new website, GilletteWrites.com. That is GulletteWrites.com. That's GilletteWrites.com. And you can go get a copy of the book and get it signed by the man himself at Jules Cafe. That's 203 East Broadway, Fenwick Plaza, Suite 104. I just did that off the top of the head. Damn, I'm that dude. In Salem, New Jersey, this Saturday at 3:30 p.m., he will be doing a book signing in Salem City. So you got to go support that, man. It's one of Salem's own. This guy supports everything and everyone from the city. He shows love to everyone. This guy, he reminds me of Mitch from Paid in Full. And Mitch got love from everybody. I mean, everybody. Yeah, that's that guy. So shout out to Saquon. Fantastic guy. One of my dear friends. And put out a great body of work, man. You guys need to read it. You guys need to copy it. Read it. It's awesome. I don't want to get too much into the details because I want you to read it for yourself. But it's fantastic. I said in my blog that it's Dawson's Creek meets The Wire meets Friday. There's parts of the book that's going to remind you of those three things. And it just shows you how well-rounded that he is. So once again, shout out to him. Shout out to Saquon. Shout out to this fantastic book that he wrote, Cell City. I can't wait for more literary works from that guy. But speaking of Cell City, man, what the hell happened yesterday? I'm very concerned about this active shooting epidemic in our country, because now it's home now. You can be sensitive to things that you see abroad, but you really don't. It's not that you don't care. It's just that I guess you just don't care as much until it happens around your neck of the woods. This is some scary stuff, man. This is in broad daylight on Broadway. And there's shots flying. I don't know the full details. I just saw a bunch of people going live on Facebook. I saw the footage of the helicopter flying around Salem Community College, and that's a scary thing, man. Now more than ever, what we need to do is talk. We need to talk things out. We need to be expressive with what's going on within us, in our minds. Mental health is real. I don't even know if that's what the guy was going through. I have no idea. I'm not even going to begin to speculate because I don't have the details, and I'm not that type of guy to just go in on stuff without knowing. I'm just talking from my personal experience. I've been dealing with some things in my mind, and I can see how quickly things can go left. And people need a support group, man. People need words of encouragement. People need hugs. People need smiles. People need to laugh. People need love, man. People need love. I don't care the biggest, strongest, hardest. You know, like, it doesn't matter. Everyone needs love. They can act all tough all they want and act like being lonely or not being heard or being neglected doesn't bother them. They can act like that all they want to, but you know, they know it's not true. Everyone needs love. Everyone. And everyone needs to deal with their issues head on. But you also need that support group to have the courage to do so. And a lot of people don't have that support group. And then you see things like this and abroad. And it's scary, man. It's scary. People are cracking. Everyone has their limit. Everyone has their breaking point. And it seems like more frequently these days, people are reaching those breaking points and they're snapping. They're losing it. They're committing suicide more frequently now. They're running in buildings and shooting people up and then taking their own lives. It's scary out here, man. It really is. People need help. People really need help. I need help. You need help. Everyone needs help, man. Everyone. Don't sit on this stuff. Don't sit on it. Don't internalize it. Don't try to tuck it away and pretend that it's not there. It's there and it needs to be addressed. You need to address what's going on with you before you start affecting other people. And that's what's happening. People are taking their sadness, their anger, their frustration out on other people. And people are dying because of it. And that's never a good thing. Address your issues before shit gets real. Man, before I get out of here, this is going to be a short one. I just wanted to address those things. I made a commitment to myself to, as a comedian, I made a commitment to write daily. And what I found is that with everything, with life in general, you gotta go through the bad stuff to get to the good stuff. And what I found is that when writing material, when trying to come up with concepts and premises and bits, you're gonna come up on a lot of bad stuff. You're gonna write a lot of trashy jokes. You're gonna write a lot of BS. But that BS leads to good things. I wouldn't have been able to write the good stuff without having written the bad stuff first. And I think that's going to be my new process of writing. A lot of the times I came up with jokes where I would just only jot down the stuff that I thought was good. And it's okay. It's done well for me so far. I've come up with good stuff, but I don't want to be stuck on the material that I have for 2019 and 2029. I know some of those comedians. I cringe when I see a comedian go up and do the same jokes that they were doing back when I started in 2014. You can't be stagnant and then expect to get to the next level. That's not how it works. You got to continue to evolve, continue to get better, continue to come up with fresh and new ideas and thoughts and views and turn them into comedy. You have to be able to do that, and repetition is the only way anyone gets better at anything. If you're a comedian and you call yourself a comedian and you call yourself a writer, how can you do that when you don't write every day? You don't hit open mics and work on the material that you've written. You don't recite your jokes out loud or on a recorder or in the mirror and practice your expressions. Practice the way you deliver a joke. If you don't practice daily, you're not going to get better. You can't rest on that good 5 minutes that you got and expect that to make you a star. That's not how it works. It'll never work that way. You have to continue to get better and continue to work on your craft. If you say you love comedy, if you say you love writing, you say you love doing what you do, you should have no problem getting up and doing it every single day. My name is Brian Isley. This is the Brian Isley Podcast. Hey, you can check this out on Google, on Stitcher, on Breaker, on Radio Public, and coming soon to iTunes. Also, please go download Logo, Laugh or Get Offended. That's my first comedy album, which is at over 200,000 streams and was considered for Grammy nomination last year. And download the Isley album, which is approaching 100,000 streams. I really appreciate the support from everybody. Thank you for the love. Please continue to download and stream those albums. And I'm working on album number 3, SOS, Son of Scrap. That's coming very soon. And that's why I've been just going so hard with writing and just performing at mics, just trying to piece this new set together so this could be the best album that I put out thus far. Once again, I thank everybody for listening to the Brian Isley Podcast. Continue to support, continue to listen, and I will catch you guys on the flip side later.